Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
I want to do two things more, Michael, and I just was mentioning with John right now, I had the blessing of Madeline coming to services last Sunday on Pentecost Sunday. When I spoke about, by the way, the threat of ISIS and its categorical difference from many of the other threats the world faces and that we certainly in the West face, any rate, but it was so a blessing for me to see her and her two sons. And she was nice and complimentary. Of course she would, but as the stellar person that she is. And she just kind of glows joy and holiness.
Doesn't she?
She just glows. I mean, it was just what a blessing. The other thing is I want to give a shout-out to somebody who frequently listens in on this show via the Internet, and that is Kevin Snow. Today is the 7th anniversary of his ordination, and I just want to say happy anniversary, Kevin Snow. He was a former resident associate pastor at Community Christian Church and now is in West Virginia, being a great pastor there. So, and John has met him here in the studio a while back. So,
that was 7 years ago?
Yeah, well, 7 years that he was ordained. It was 5 years ago that he left community.
Okay, I feel a little better.
By the way, Michael, you were talking about, you know, believing that you're about to come up on your 69th birthday. Is that right?
That is correct.
And that you are amazed that it's been like a blinking of an eye.
Absolutely.
My friend and colleague, Johnny Ray Youngblood, talks about and teaches his congregation to be unabashed and open and abjectly honest, especially women, I think, about their age, not to be ashamed of it,
right?
But to say what their age is, and to not bow before the idolatry of the youth culture that we have. Anyway, here's a little line from Donald Hall in his Essays After 80, still cranking out books. New poems no longer come to me with their prodigies of metaphor and assonance. Prose endures. I feel the circles grow smaller, and old age is a ceremony of losses, which is on the whole preferable to dying at 47 or 52. So, so a ceremony of losses. Isn't that beautiful?
It really, oh my.
Yeah.
I'll make an exchange with you. During Shavuot, which is our Pentecost, which was the reason I wasn't on over the Memorial Day on Memorial Day Sunday, I had the blessing of speaking at another congregation for Yisker, the memorial service, and I think I gave a very very. I had
one
trouble
of
reading through it, if you realize where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be delighted to send it to you, but you have to send me that quotation.
Oh,
that
yeah, we'll
just
do.
Just so exquisite.
We'll do, we'll do.
All right. You don't get it until I get that, okay?
Okay, no problem. No problem.
By the way, I built it on, have either of you seen the movie Woman in Gold?
Yes. Yes, that's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
About the reclamation.
I thought it's a modest movie, especially compared to the book. But Helen Mirren is magnificent.
As always.
As she is in everything.
Yeah.
There's a particular scene in the movie that I used as the focal point. When she has won, and instead of being triumphant, she's in tears. She retreats to a private room for tears. and she has a flashback moment to that moment when she is fleeing Vienna, mm-hmm. where she's seeing her parents for the last time. They all know it will; they'll never see each other again. And they're in this exquisite, tear-filled embrace, and her father, her Poppy, says, "Please remember us. Please remember us."
Mm.
And it, you know, Karen and I dissolved in tears in the theater. You know, mm. and so the question was, what was going on that caused that response?
And what did you say?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you now. You have to send me the quote.
All right, all right. Why don't we go to Mike? You've got religion on the line.
Hello.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line.
Yes. I was just wanting to speak about a couple of the subjects you spoke about in the introduction about the branches of Judaism, and speak about was Nicodemus a Pharisee? Is that correct? Hello.
I don't know. I mean.
Okay.
Are you talking about John's? Would you want John to respond or?
No, I just want when. Well, in the conversation, I went to jail last night, and I have to go from dorm to dorm and spend quite a while in that process. And we'll speak to different dorms in there. And I found that in the third chapter of the Gospel of John,
it says that Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
Right.
Yeah.
It says a ruler of the Jews, and if I can find in that third chapter of John and present the triune nature of God,
yeah,
in that presentation there, and I think that in from the first verse to verse 21, it appears to me that that is a clear presentation of the gospel message. God's only gospel message from the lips of Jesus to the ears of Nicodemus, and then to the ears of the people that I hear, that I speak to at night.
Yeah.
And
so you like John's gospel? I know that
I like
you love
that,
the Bible, and I know that you like John 3
like
a lot.
I like the third chapter of John because it's from the lips of Jesus to Nicodemus, and he explains the triune nature, and Jesus is speaking in third person about himself.
Okay.
In there. And in 21 verses, then a person can hear that clear presentation of a triune nature of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that we don't hear it more often, it's in there, and I think everybody will meet Jesus, and if they don't meet him the first time, when he surrendered his will to the Father's will, then the biblical account is that he comes back again, and that's at a time of judgment, and if they have clearly heard that and identified with that, they can't say they never heard the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, in your tradition, do you celebrate the Most Holy Trinity in some way?
Well, what I do is I go where a lot of people wouldn't feel comfortable in going, and I just want to be sure that they have heard the gospel message as a starting point on that.
And it's real important for you to do that. I understand that. We've heard that before, Mike. That's
well,
very important. And
I
you're,
do it every
and you're,
week, so it's yeah, important that I do it until
yeah,
I run out of Bibles and devotionals.
Yeah.
And
I love proclaiming the gospel and proclaim it every Sunday and every day of my life, actually.
Have you ever done what I'm suggesting?
What?
That in the 21...
I preached on John 3 a lot. In fact, we require our pastor's class to memorize John 3:16 and 17.
And 18, 19, and 20, and 21?
No, just 16 and 17.
Well, that's Jesus talking in third person about himself. and he talks about whether we love light more.
Well, I mean, John, Mike, I'll run my pastor's class, okay? And
well,
you can run your own.
On the radio, if we can read it in 30 or in
what do you want to hear that you're not hearing? I mean, do you
want to hear John 1 through 21?
And we're not a proselytizing radio show. We're an interfaith dialogue.
Why do I hear liberation theology introduced at least three different days over the radio?
I think that John is often called the gospel of love, and there's more about Jesus loving than anything else, and relating to people that normally are condemned and castigated. And I think that you've heard a lot of love on this show. If we haven't done, or I haven't done it, Mike, you can just have a difference of opinion with me.
Well,
but I'm not going to get into condemning Michael Zedek or anybody else who doesn't believe as you do.
Well, now that was a little harsh in characterizing it, because I love the people that I go see.
I know you love them. Mike, but let's you're a person that follows a propositional basis for the Christian faith. And it really is
triune nature. It's propositionally true, morally true, and existentially true.
Okay, that's your understanding of your interpretation of the third chapter of John. But the third chapter of John does not stand for the whole of the New Testament, let alone the whole of the Bible.
I want the people to hear a clear presentation of God's gospel from the lips of Jesus to the ears of Nicodemus and then to their ears.
Well, you can, you know, if you've summed up the Bible in just using the third chapter, I have pity on you that you're neglecting the rest. Yeah, you have the.
You're talking about Jesus' words. You realize?
Yeah, because there's a lot of other. There are a lot of other Jesus' words too. This is the end of the conversation, Mike. We'll talk to you later. We're going to take a break and be back after these messages.
Kansas City's talk station, KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7. KCMO Talk Radio 710, and now on FM at 103.7. 103.7. Get connected to Kansas City's talk station, AM, FM, and online at kcmotalkradio.com.
This is a special alert to Kansas City business owners. Google just announced a major change to the way your website is found. Digital Lagoon is offering a free analysis to determine if you meet the new standards. Go to lagoon.com, your hometown experts in search engine optimization, for your free analysis.
Be a part of Chiefs Kingdom like never before with Chiefs Kingdom Rewards, a program where you can earn and redeem points for exclusive Chiefs prizes, like one-of-a-kind Arrowhead experiences, sideline access, jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and more. And you can earn points by doing things you already do, like watching games, attending training camp, and keeping up with the latest news from the Kingdom. Download the Chiefs mobile app to get started, or sign up at ChiefsKingdomRewards.com. Chiefs Kingdom Rewards, where Chiefs fans go to play and win.
Two consecutive SEC Eastern Division titles, winners of five conference divisional titles in the past eight seasons, and the reigning SEC Coach of the Year. The Missouri Tigers are coming to Kansas City to take on the BYU Cougars. Join the Missouri Tigers as they return to Arrowhead Stadium November 14th, 2015. Two storied programs, one epic game. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
We used to get together every week. She's been home from her last deployment for months now, and I haven't seen her once.
He's just been different since he got back from Iraq. One minute he's ready to go, and the next he doesn't want anyone around.
The nightmares are back and seem to be getting worse. Shouldn't he be sleeping better after all these years?
A lot of people don't understand what veterans go through during their service or when they come back. That's okay.
But everyone can help.
You can make a difference in the life of a veteran.
You stood by us when we were in uniform, so stand by us now.
Like my brother did, and he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Like my wife did, when she asked the right questions.
Like my friend did, when she made the call.
Take a stand for those who served our country.
If you're a veteran in crisis, or know one who is, the Confidential Veterans Crisis Line is here for you. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, voice lady, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
The Kansas City Ride Guide is here. Brought to you by James Roswald of Kansas City Accident Injury Attorneys, KC's own biker rocker lawyer. Pick up your free copy today at North Harley-Davidson North. The KC Ride Guide is your source on area rides, routes, and places to stop along the way. Plus, great articles on famous motorcycle riders like Def Leppard's Vivian Campbell, Meet Kenzie, a Ride Guide cover model, and more. Powered by Worth Harley-Davidson North. Why the hell not? You're worth it. Learn more at kcrideguide.com.
Our talk radio. KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 AM, 103.7 FM. This is the time, this is the place. 576-7710 is the number to call. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And, Michael...
Well, let me ask Michael something here. Michael, earlier, I didn't mean to say that other religions don't believe the Spirit of God lives inside of others.
John, if you need to think you have to apologize, you most definitely do not, but I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just talking about that concept of the revelation of God revealing Himself as one God but three persons. That is
that's where I thought you were going, and I think that's absolutely correct. Of course, I mean,
yes.
As far as my experience, and where I was respectfully trying to point out a similarity and a difference is that I think other traditions do talk about an indwelling awareness that God has shared some godness with all.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, with His breath of life that He's breathed, as you so aptly said about Genesis, where God created man and He breathed His breath of life into him. We would see that as the Holy Spirit being breathed into him, but if the Jewish faith sees it as the oneness of God, then we both can agree that God is active and wants to live inside of us.
Yeah, we have no disagreement. Even as our previous caller Mike in Kingsville, right? Isn't that where Mike then intends to deny himself? I think today was clarifying to me that Mike's calls are based on the notion that he needs as many opportunities as possible to give testimony to his faith because he wants to bring all to his faith. Does that mean? From your perspectives, guys, I'm not interested in Mike's perspective at the moment.
Yeah.
But from your perspective, that you two guys are also excluded and don't get it right?
I am. I'm pretty sure that I'm excluded. My interpretation of his interpretation of the Christian faith and what he has said to continuously correct some things he hears on this show I think leaves me outside the realm of acceptability. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm pretty sure.
And John, what do you think in terms of when you hear Mike?
Catholicism. I don't feel threatened.
Neither do I. It's not a matter of being threatened at all.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's Mike's tradition and experience of how he comes to God. And if that's how the Lord has led him to himself, then who am I to say that that isn't his experience? That's his experience.
I love that. My point of contention, and I think Mike is pretty aware of this, is that his way of God excludes other ways to God, and that's what that's the bone of contention. And so if somebody says, thank you for accepting my way of God, therefore that means that you believe X, Y, and Z. Nope. I just accept that you, like you just said, John, that he has figured out a way has been revealed to him that's his way, and that he believes is the way, and that's wonderful. I stake my life on my Christian faith and enjoy it and am troubled and prodded by it every day, just as you are too, John, and Michael, you are as well. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
It almost seems as though it doesn't matter what the topic is. There's this need for him to somehow give testimony to his rightness, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah, one of the things in the extraordinary piece by David Brooks, The Road to Character, and by the way, David Brooks is Jewish, and
don't hold that against him.
What?
Don't hold that again.
But he has lots of Christian friends and lots of respect for Christianity. And this Road to Character, in the Humility Code, there is a kind of a logic that is free-flowing and wonderfully wrought. He finally says that humility is the greatest virtue. And I think that that's one of my challenges with regard to Mike. I don't understand how I can be humble and yet respond in an honest way with some of the accusations he makes. And I don't think he thinks they're accusations. I think he believes he's presenting truth, especially in the face of falsity and error. And that's sad. I was going to say there's a new book out. It's not really quite new. Have you seen the book on Bonhoeffer called Strange Glory? Strange Glory, yeah, by Charles Marsh. Dig this. This guy did a dissertation on Bonhoeffer and then some 25 years later writes another book about him. And he has not made an industry out of his books of about Bonhoeffer, but he talks about his experiences in America being much more formative, in particular his visitation and participation in doing ministry in Harlem. And he critiqued liberal Christians as, Mike would love this, as preaching anything but Jesus back in the day. This is in the late 20s into the 30s. And he thought that the experience of worship in Harlem churches, and I think principally at Abyssinia Baptist Church, was one of the where the faith was linked absolutely to lived reality on a day by day basis. He thought it was one of the most authentic expressions of Christianity he had ever encountered in his life. So, it's a.
By the way, for those who may not know the name, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was is an important figure in theology and was an important figure in resistance to the Nazis.
Yeah, and came up and resisted in 1933, and was yanked off the radio. Actually, I don't think we're going to be yanked off the radio right now for anything daring that like that. But this news that's coming up, do give us a call, 576-7710, 576-7710, and we will be right back after these messages.
Raising kids can be tough these days. As a parent, you've got your hands full making sure your kids have what they need to stay healthy and get the care they need when they're sick. Well, now there's help. Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program offer free or low-cost health insurance for kids and teens, all the way up to age 19. They can get regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more. Children in a family of four earning up to $47,700 a year or more may qualify, and parents may be eligible for Medicaid too. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information, go online to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Enrollment is open year-round, but why wait? A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
CBS News Update. An accident in France has forced U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to cancel visits to Madrid and Paris.
Secretary of State Kerry's bike apparently hit the curb, knocking him off and breaking his leg. A medic traveling with his motorcade dashed to the scene. Within minutes, Kerry was on a 25-mile flight to a Geneva hospital. Kerry was in the midst of a four-nation diplomatic trip. That's now off. He's returning to the U.S. Kerry is expected to make a full recovery and is said to be in good spirits.
That's CBS's Larry Miller, who points out
the 71-year-old Kerry often cycles on his diplomatic journeys, even taking his bike with him on the official plane.
Kerry took several bike trips during breaks in the negotiations between world powers and Iran in March and April. The talks in Switzerland led to a framework for an agreement on curbing Iran's nuclear program. Just yesterday, he met with Iran's foreign minister in Geneva to work on finishing up that deal. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Skies will become partly cloudy overnight as temperatures fall into the lower 50s for your Sunday morning. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday's shaping up to be a nicer day, at least a drier day with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will climb into the upper 60s through the afternoon hours. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
The Greg Knapp Experience.
Facts are important, right? Nope, they don't matter. Look at the Indiana Religious Freedom Law. Mirrors the federal law signed by Bill Clinton.
So what? It's hate-filled.
19 other states have the law.
Nope, only the Indiana people are homophobes.
The law doesn't even mention homosexuality.
Who cares? They're bigots.
Nope, facts don't matter. Only political agendas.
The Greg Knapp Experience. Weekday afternoons 4 till 6 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine. Our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Did you know that your children may be eligible for free or low-cost health insurance? Health insurance programs like Medicaid and CHIP help to pay for regular checkups, emergency care, hospital stays, vision and dental care, vaccines, and medicines. Call the Su Familia helpline today at 1-866-783-2645 or text INSURE to 805-722 to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply. Text STOP to quit.
Coming up Monday on the show, technology keeps advancing. Now Google wants to turn your clothes into a computer. We'll tell you how. Greg Knapp Experience, 4 to 6 p.m.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. That's, by the way, for both for the Western expression of Christianity, that was the big emphasis last Sunday, the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, 50 days after our celebration of Easter. But Michael and John, have you ever heard of the poem by Mary Oliver? It goes like this: the Spirit likes to dress up like this, 10 fingers, 10 toes, shoulders and all the rest, at night in the black branches, in the morning in the blue branches of the world. It could float, of course, but would rather plumb rough matter. Airy and shapeless thing, it needs the metaphor of the body, lime and appetite, the oceanic fluids. It needs the body's world, instinct and imagination, and the dark hug of time, sweetness and tangibility to be understood, to be more than pure light that burns where no one is. So it enters us. In the morning shines from brute comfort like a stitch of lightning, and at night lights up the deep and wondrous drowning of the body like a star. You know, this woman is just a great poet.
Are you using that today?
No. I just remembered it in the middle of that, and so looked it up on the internet very quickly.
What's the title of it?
You know, I think it's just called Poem. But it's The Spirit Likes to Dress Up Like This. And
I'm a Mary Oliver fan, and I've missed that one.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful poem. And she's not just a dog lover. You know, a lot of people give her a lot of credit for being one of the great enthusiasts for pets, and she does love animals, and she has a spiritual connection with dogs and cats and mm-hmm. and everything in the created world, I think, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When Death Comes is also a poem I would urge people to get themselves familiar with by her. It's just...
I don't want to end up just having visited this world.
Merely visited this world. Right?
My goodness. Yeah.
When it's over, I want to say, I was a bride taking the world into my arms. I was a bridegroom filled with amazement. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 576-7710 is the number to call. 576-7710 to call. It looks like we are going to be blessed. As the Song of Solomon says, the winter is over, the rain is over and gone.
For a few days.
Well, for about a week here in, like John says, for a few days here in Kansas City, we do continue to pray, to ponder, and to send donations through our various religious organizations and whatever relief organization is doing great work to parts of this country that are absolutely ravaged, causing death and mayhem in many, many places. The pictures.
Any flooding in the Kansas City area?
Oh, I think there were some, but when I drove
by, nothing compared to the devastation in Texas.
When I drove through down by Brush Creek today on the way to the studio, it was within not just its banks, but it was within its little trough.
Uh-huh.
And it's been up to and past the banks and flowing and flowing and flowing. Thankfully, because uh-huh. of the flood work that was done and the reconstruction of Brush Creek, we don't have to worry about that quite so much. But it was it's down to its normal low level this morning. And I think that will be the overcast today is going to lift. So that means everybody can come to church. And but last week we had a very rainy morning, as I recall, and we've had just rain, absolute.
Yeah. Well, we've had, not that the weather is the last resort of waiting for phone calls, this has been the strangest May I can recall. We've had a few beautiful, warm days, but mainly an extraordinarily long bout of cold days. It got down into the 40s yesterday.
It was cold here,
and
not
rain.
That cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
576-7710 is the number to call. This is not the weather report. This is Religion on the Line, and we've got all manner of religious topics that we could talk about.
Yeah. So any particular – if you had one book that you would recommend for young people to read this year, this summer, during their break from school, for my very early reference – what would it be, guys?
Oh, my. John, you go first on that.
And there's a book I found very, very good on the spiritual life. I think it's called Fulfillment of All Desire. It's by Ralph Martin, who's a professor at Sacred Heart Seminary. Let me just get that title to make sure it's correct. But I was in a car with Ralph. He came to town here to give a talk. And since he is a professor, I gave him my DVD on the three conversions in the spiritual life. And I said, now, if you find, I wanted him to review it is what I wanted him to do. And for any errors or for any things, mm-hmm. you know. And I said, now, if you find anything that is better than this, I want you to tell me about it. And he says, well, I already wrote the book on it. And I did. You did. And he said, yes, and it's sure enough. It's called The Fulfillment of All Desire.
Don't let that discourage you, but John. There are very few new ideas. There just may be new ways of being able to communicate them.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And it's basically, he uses a different set of the doctors of the church to explain the spiritual life than I was using, but mm-hmm. there is an overlap. But, you know, he is a professor, he studies, he's got a PhD in theology. It's always nice to be affirmed by scholars.
Yeah. That's a nice endorsement.
And do you think the book is accessible to a young person?
Oh, yeah, Fulfillment of All Desire, sure. Is that anything by Jacques Philippe? He came to town here. He's a French priest. His books have sold in the millions. And he came here to town and he gave 12 talks, all of which are posted with links on my website, johnperk.com, that are very accessible. Seven books. One in particular is on peace. Another is on the interior life. Another is on St. Teresa of Lisieux, one of the most famous saints of the 20th century. And
I don't know how people get time to listen to long stuff on the internet. People sending stuff to me all the time. Mm-hmm. I just don't know where they get the time to do it.
Yeah. Well, you're in the car, and it was calculated.
Some
yeah, you it, if you're in the car and if you have to go somewhere, I just listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm. So you
download it into your phone. Put your headset on, and I go for a walk. You can work out. I cannot imagine going to a gym without a podcast.
With you,
without a podcast to listen to.
I've literally
listened to thousands of podcasts and talks to be educated in an informal, unofficial academic way.
I appreciate the suggestion. As soon as I figure out how to do that downloading mm-hmm. stuff, you've just solved a challenge. I mean, somebody sent me an important, they said it was a very important talk. It's an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't sit for an hour and 20 minutes.
You have to do it on the go. You're normally in a car, Michael, so or on a plane. Hey, we've got a couple of calls, but just to finish up, we'll take a break in just a moment, and we'll... I want to get my response into you.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest Augustine's Confessions. It is one of the great, great foundation stones of Western civilization, and also it is probably the most prominent, earliest and most prominent religious autobiography. Mm-hmm. It kind of created the category as a way of doing theology, even. And then, this is going to be a curious one, but I would suggest a autobiography with Head and Heart by Howard Thurman. If you want to know one of the most important figures in American religious history, and also one of the most important figures for American history, period, Howard Thurman is at the top of the list for me. And I would have folks read that tome. We're going to get to you and you and you. Do call 576-7710. Hurry up, and we'll get you on the air here. And we're going to be right back in just a moment.
Kansas City's talk station is KCMO.
Honestly, can you not take a joke?
Carson in the Morning, weekday mornings 5 till 9.
I could be a stereotypical white guy. Well, actually, I kind of am.
You kind of are.
I'm a cartoon
of a white guy.
I'm a cartoon of a white guy.
But it's all because they hate him.
Yeah, that used to work. That's not working anymore.
The Greg Knapp Experience brings you home 4 to 6 p.m.
We're not stupid.
KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. You got to check out our podcast. Got a bunch of new shows there. Also, brand new comedy, including a song about deleting emails sung by former President Bill Clinton. Just check out KCMOTalkRadio.com. Look for Carson in the Morning.
This is a special alert to Kansas City business owners. Google just announced a major change to the way your website is found. Digital Lagoon is offering a free analysis to determine if you meet the new standards. Go to Lagoon.com, your hometown experts in search engine optimization, for your free analysis.
1 in 5 children in America struggle with hunger. I'm Viola Davis. I was one of those children. I was one of the nearly 17 million kids who worry where their next meal will come from. Join me with the Safeway Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation to help us end childhood hunger.
Help undo hunger for America's children. Go to hungeris.org to learn more.
Hello again, Kansas City. Joe Antal of Van Subaru in the Van Autoplex. The new Subaru sales have been through the roof, and that's given us the opportunity to take some incredible Subarus in on trade. We've reconditioned them to meet Subaru's high standards to make them Subaru Certified Pre-Owned. With Subaru Certified Pre-Owned, you get a tremendous value since everyone goes through a thorough 152-point inspection, comes with a complete Carfax report, and you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And, of course, since they're a Subaru, you know you've got plenty of miles to go before they're done. At Van Subaru, we've got up to 30 certified pre-owned Subarus. Outbacks, Foresters, Legacies, Imprezas, 4-doors and 5-doors. We've even got a Baja. All priced at great values that you simply need to see for yourself. We've got the certified pre-owned you've been looking for. But you've got to hurry. Buys like these will go fast. Get to Van Subaru now for best selection. Or see us online at vansubaru.com. Buy smart. Buy certified pre-owned Subarus today at Van Subaru and the Van Autoplex. Just 8 minutes from downtown and I-29 on Vivian Road. Stay tuned for more.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. Call 1-800-452-1653.
It does not, at this point, look like anything's going to happen, so it might be time to measure the president and what is to be done.
John Batchelor, weeknights 9 till midnight on KCMO Talk Radio.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
Michael and John, this is from a Catholic. He's a liberal Catholic, but Gary Wills, in his book, What Jesus Meant, says his young son woke up with a violent nightmare one night, and at school he had been told that he was going to end up in hell if he sinned. And he was just tormented by that. And he said, "Am I going to hell?" And Gary Wills, in a moment of absolute clarity, he said, "There's not an ounce of heroism in him normally." But he instantly announced, he says, "All I can say is that if you're going there, I'm going with you." Oh, my. Absolutely. Absolutely. To give comfort to a son, that's a loving thing to say. So,
I'm surprised he didn't suggest that your faith gives you an alternative to that.
Well,
was the kid going to that kind of school?
Well, and I didn't want to get into it. It was a religious person that told him that, you know. So,
not the person at the school.
Yes, it was a religious person at the school that told him that, you know, and it was a pretty blunt, probably uninformed and not very nuanced statement, and the kid could have misunderstood it too.
Yeah.
But he understood.
It is interesting what children hear versus what we try to tell them.
If I sin at all, then I'm going to go to hell. And that's not the case. I mean, we sin every day, and that's why we have forgiveness. So that's why we have erasers.
Well, Bob,
I don't think you'd have Christianity if you did.
Yeah, and Bob, also his point was that's what Jesus did on the cross. I mean, it's part of a larger theological tenet, that this is what Jesus does. He goes and conquers that hell for us, so.
Bob, you used the adjective before Catholic of liberal Catholic. How would you define?
Well, Gary Wills would be an example.
A liberal Catholic, because the only Catholic that I'm promoting is the one who accepts what the Church teaches. So those boundaries?
I think this is Gary Wills says the priesthood is over and done with in terms of its male exclusivity. He's a Catholic. He goes to Mass. He's not been excommunicated. He expresses his opinion. I think there are liberal Catholics and there are conservative Catholics. I mean, just like
how about both of you are right?
Yeah.
Gary Wills is a liberal and he's also a Catholic.
Yeah.
And he applies his liberalism even to teachings of the Church that he takes issue with, but still is loyal to his Church.
Yeah.
His lover's quarrel is public, as opposed to some others, you know?
Yeah, I would say...
See, I don't see how you can be loyal to the Church and not accept what the Church teaches, because in not accepting what the Church teaches, you're not really accepting what Christ has revealed.
Well, I certainly understand what you're saying.
Because I get that I hear it all the time.
Yeah,
and grates on me, because I like to say the goal of being a Catholic is to stay in the boat, and you can fall out of the boat on the left side as well as the right side.
Yeah.
And many times I'm accused by conservatives of being liberal and of liberals of being conservative. And so I always ask, well, what teachings of the Church do you think I don't accept?
Mm-hmm. Well, for example, this is a conservative perspective, that Protestants weren't Christians and were outside God's salvation. That is just a historical fact documented by research history a long time ago. What I understand now from scholars and from what we've seen even in papal declarations is that we're not outside the pale of acceptance. We're not Catholics, and we don't believe the same thing as you all do about communion, for example, but we're not, at least we're not condemned. And so I would say that is a more liberal view. Or, you know, and I would say that the mores and the tenets have changed, and that's okay. You know what? Let's get to some callers. We got two callers real quick, okay?
Pick up next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug, you've got Religion on the Line. You want to talk about baptizing babies.
Correct. First, as an aside, when people say something about grade age to me,
say something about what? We didn't understand you.
Great age.
I can't hear it.
Great age?
Age, yes, as the young people would say. I'm not getting old.
Okay.
I will pump my chest out and I will say, I'm 72 years old and I've earned every second of it.
Good for you.
So, that usually gets their attention. However, as to federal baptism, which this Baptist preacher seems to be teaching or utilizing, the Campbells, 150 years or so ago, started what they called the Restoration Movement around that, amongst any other issues.
Right, that's the tradition from which I hail, by the way.
And myself. I'm of the independents.
Uh-huh.
They started the Restoration Movement on the premise that where the Bible speaks, we speak. Where the Bible is silent, we are silent. And therefore they got together with a Baptist here in America. But now, as to him baptizing babies, the Protestant tradition is more a consecration, and if those parents wish to consecrate their child in that manner, a Baptist baptism, then it's more a consecration than the removal of original sin.
Yeah, Doug, not to disagree with you, but to correct you just slightly, there are a number of Protestant expressions of the faith, such as Methodism, Presbyterianism, and Lutheranism, and they're legitimately Protestant, and they all baptize babies, and they don't do what you're in my tradition does, which is do the consecration and the blessing of a baby within infancy, yeah.
Correct, but they're not baptizing them for the removal of original sin. That only comes...
Well, actually, they would probably say that they are.
I've heard a number of...
You're saying that happens at confirmation?
It would be a confirmation rather than a baptism.
No, what I'm saying is, at when do they have that expression of forgiveness and cleansing? At confirmation later?
No, when they come into the age of majority, or not majority,
accountability.
Accountability, yeah, thank you.
I
was baptized at 6 in a Baptist church.
Well, call back and we'll talk about this some more next week, okay? Well, we've come to the end of our ball of twine here, and we will be back next Sunday. And I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with...
Deacon John Perk with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, along with...
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple B'nai Yehuda, watch this, guys. My fingers are never going to leave my hand. Whether it's a liberal commitment or a conservative assertion, we're happy to say...
God bless.